Eastern Standard Time. Poetry speaks to all people, it is said, but here I would like to address only those in my own time zone. This proper slice of longitude that runs from pole to snowy pole down the globe, through Montreal to Bogota. Oh, fellow inhabitants of this singular band, sitting up in your many beds this morning, the sun falling through the windows and casting a shadow on the sundial, consider those in other zones who cannot hear these words. They are not slipping into a bathrobe as we are, or following the smell of coffee in a timely fashion. Rather, they are at work already, leaning on copy machines, hammering nails into a house frame. They are not swallowing a vitamin like us. Rather, they are smoking a cigarette under a half moon, even jumping around on a dance floor, or just now sliding under the covers, pulling down the little chains on their bed lamps. But we are not like these others, for at this very moment on the face of the earth, we are standing under a hot shower, or we are eating our breakfast, considered by people of all zones to be the most important meal of the day. Later, when the time is right, we might sit down with the boss, wash the car, or linger at a candlelit table. But now is the hour for pouring the juice and flipping the eggs with one eye on the toaster. So let us slice a banana and uncap the jam, lift our brimming spoons of milk, and leave it to the others to lower a flag or spin absurdly in a barber's chair. Those antipodal oddballs, always early or late. Let us praise Sir Stanford Fleming, the Canadian genius, who first scored with these lines the length of the spinning earth. Let us move together through the rest of this day, passing in unison from light to shadow, coasting over the crest of noon into the valley of the evening, and then, holding hands, slip into the deeper valley of night.